Hi everyone and welcome back to the Guerrilla Trading Channel. I'm Joshua Bunker and today we are going to be covering what are the differences between the Forex market and the stock market. Welcome to Guerrilla Trading Podcast. I'm Joshua Bunker. We are doing these podcasts to give you maximum amount of value because as you know, as a trader, sometimes we have different roadblocks on our journey and it's about overcoming these different roadblocks by creating processes, creating a rock solid mindset and having that consistency throughout your day and making sure that you are consistently trading. That's the key goal for these podcasts. Well, first of all, the main difference is the size of the actual market. So of course, with Forex trading, it is 6.6 trillion that is traded in a day. Now with the stock market, it's only 200 billion. So you can see the size of it is massively different. So with the Forex market, it's highly liquid, where of course with the stock market, it is not as liquid. For me, a massive benefit to be within the Forex market is that you're able to trade 24 hours, 5 days a week. But with the stock market, you're restricted to only trading 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. So again, you can see that there's a lot more opportunity to trading the Forex market. Also with the Forex market, it's minimal or even no commission. Where you tend to find with the stock market, the commissions are very, very big and large and of course come out of your profits when trading. And also going over costs, we have to think that the Forex market has a lot more liquidity. So by having a lot more liquidity, that means that we have a lot less spreads when we're trading. So the spread is when you look at between one currency to another and there is a spread in between that. So with the Forex market, the spreads are a lot less than what you would find on the stock market. Also, for myself personally, we have to understand that with the Forex market is based on currency pairs. So it's based on currencies that countries own, which means that it's very, very difficult for things to happen to that currency pair without you knowing about it. So we understand that, of course, we have a lot more transparency. When it comes to companies and it comes to stocks, we don't really know the ins and outs, and it takes a lot of time to make sure you do many research on the companies to find out that that stock is okay. But even though you've done the research, sometimes that the company will have things that they haven't told you, and of course the company can go bust or of course liquidate, and that will cause you massive problems if you have invested in that stock or share. Also with the Forex market, we don't have much that you have to invest to start trading. But with the stock market, you tend to find that you have to have a bigger investment. If you want to start making great percentages and start making good money, generally you have to start with larger capital. And most people don't really have that large capital. So for me personally, and many people, of course, it's better to start with a smaller amount. Understand that you become the asset by learning to trade. And then of course, you can grow that into a larger sum. But with the stock market, I believe that you have to start with a larger sum before you can start making any sort of profit on your account. Now, I'm probably sure that each and every one of you are asking me to tell you which one is better. Now, of course, that's down to each and every individual to understand where they want to put their money. Now, for me personally, I'm a Forex trader. So I'm more interested in Forex, and I feel like for myself, it gives me massive benefits to get in and out of the market with very low costs. Because again, understanding the stock market gives you lots of costs with fees. And also I understand that with myself, the way that I'm trading, I'm able to take full advantage of the trades 24/5, which means that I don't have to specifically be up at a certain time. We have to understand that everyone is from different parts of the world. Now those 8 hours are going to be based on where you are in that world. Whereas with the Forex market, we have three different sessions. You have the London session, the New York session, and the Asian session. So again, no matter where you are in the world, you're able to trade and you're able to trade so consistently. So for me, it's much more beneficial for me to be able to trade the Forex market, and that's where I have my expertise. So again, I would always make sure that you know what you're doing, no matter what the market condition that you're in, whether it's stocks, whether it's Forex, but make sure that you are specializing and learning about that market before entering it. So any questions that you have, please leave them in the comments below and I will be sure to get back to you. So please click the like button, subscribe, click the notification bell. I'm Joshua Bunker from Guerrilla Trading and I'm looking forward to seeing you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Guerrilla Trading Podcast. Again, if you enjoyed the episode, make sure that you are clicking below, giving us a 5-star rating, of course, on the iTunes. And again, guys, make sure that you are listening to more of our upcoming podcasts, because as you know, we have such a large community of like-minded individuals all on the same path. So if you want to join Guerrilla today, please click the link below and of course, have a look at our website and sign up today.